Welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of September, we will be exploring the topic, Sharing His Mercy. September 3, His Effect. Do not fear. From now on, you will be catching men. Luke 5, verse 10. I had the privilege of studying under several outstanding scholars, both in the United States and England. They were my professors when I was pursuing my master's and subsequent PhD in biblical studies programs. I felt two mutually opposed yet coexisting sentiments. On the one hand, in their presence I felt unlearned, uninformed, and therefore humbled, while, in comparison, they seemed so utterly intelligent, knowledgeable, and brilliant. On the other hand, I felt eager to be in their presence, to learn from them and absorb their vast knowledge. On a much greater scale, this is what happened to Peter in the presence of Jesus. After a fruitless night of fishing, Jesus found them washing their nets. Jesus instructed Peter to let down the nets again. He objected, but eventually relented. When he did, he experienced a miraculous catch, so great that the nets were about to break and the boats were about to sink. Having witnessed this amazing demonstration of power, it suddenly dawned on Peter that he was in the presence of the divine. And in the presence of Jesus, Peter's sinfulness became unbearably obvious to him, and he fell at Jesus' feet, saying, "Go away from me, Lord, for I am a sinful man." Luke 5, verse 8. Because of his sinfulness, Peter felt totally unworthy to be in the presence of Jesus, yet that very presence was his only hope. I can imagine Peter holding on to the feet of Jesus, crying out, "Go away from me, but please stay. You are all I've got. I am not worthy, but I need you. I am a sinful man, but please don't ever leave me." This is the effect Jesus has on us. We feel unworthy, yet we are eager to receive His infinite love and unmerited redemption. In His presence, we never feel righteous. Far from it. If someone boasts of their sinlessness, they are surely far away from God. Luke tells us that everyone was amazed at the miraculous catch. Having had an awareness of his own sinful condition, Peter was called to minister. Jesus said to Peter, "Do not fear. From now on you will be catching men." Luke 5, verse 10. Peter and those with him left everything and followed Jesus. May Jesus have the same effect on us.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!